This is Passport to Texas. Geocaching is a kind of high-tech treasure hunt, and beginning October 1st, you, your family, and your friends can take part in the next statewide geocache challenge. Our state park guy, Brian Frazier, has details.
We've divided up the state of Texas into seven regions, and within each of those regions, the parks that are participating have hidden treasures. You'll need a handheld GPS, and a lot of people have those on their smartphones, and the coordinates can be downloaded. In fact, the only place they can be downloaded is from the Parks and Wildlife website, along with the passport booklet to take with you when you find these little geocaches that are hidden throughout the parks. There is tradable trinkets in there that if you take one of them, you leave something in its place, and there's a logbook that you sign. And the first several people from each of those regions that complete a passport fully stamped and logged, they can turn that in for a prize. It's a fun twist on park visitation, so we encourage people to check out the Geocache Challenge on our website.
Thank you, Brian. And the website URL is texasstateparks.org for the Geocache Challenge. And that's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.